Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And we've got a birthday this week. Sarah, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I'm feeling much older.
Really?
Well, you know, I will say, I don't want to get too emo right away. There's so many funny things. I don't want to be too sincere or heartfelt or, you know, but as I was journaling in the morning of my 35th birthday, I was so happy. I was so proud. You don't understand, Molly. I have been saying for years, somebody once offered to make me merch that said, make it merch.
Right. I know.
And here I am buying my own gifts of the merch that is the store that goes with the other thing I was saying that I was going to do, which was have a podcast. But I see now that Capricorn, this is a little lesson message. Sorry. Capricorn energy is all about the long game. Right? Like, I technically have a few overnight successes that have been really rapid, right? But they haven't. It's actually been what I've been doing for a really long time, for like 10 years, 12 years. And now I'm like, oh, like certain things have clicked into place or I feel different or the result is different. And I'm just so grateful.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that.
And one of the most pieces of my life that I'm most grateful for is you, the Space Trash podcast, the Space Trash store, and all of our loyal viewers, because it's not about quantity, it's about quality.
What?
Thank you. We're trying not to talk over each other because I destroyed my mic.
I know. For anyone who's wondering why Sarah sounds like she's...
I knocked it over. I'm getting too drunk.
Yeah. Why she's in the bottom of... Sounds like she's in the bottom of a pool of Jell-O. It's because of technical issues. We need to ask friend of the pod, Sam Rhodes, what kind of mics we need. We need new mics. We need a new everything. So if anyone has any pointers, let us know. Also, speaking of Sam and speaking of performing versus broadcast, I am doing his comedy show tomorrow night. And it's my first time performing on stage since December. And I'm kind of freaking out. So I wanted to ask you, I want to know more about your birthday astrologically, but this is just a good segue. So I want to ask you, astrologically speaking, what should I be focusing on for my set at the Queen's Arms in Battersea on Thursday?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you my answer, but actually in terms of plugging, this is why I say we are the store. Because not only do we actually have a store, okay, but, you know, you bought a reading from Razzie. Did you listen?
Yes, I did.
Now, I listened too, and I could tell you just listening to that what your answer is. So I'm curious about what your takeaway was. And also, plug Razzie. Everybody buy him. With Tickets to the Moon, you can get super cheap reading, and it's the only way. I'm expensive now.
Yes, so I got this reading from Nicole Razzie, who does tarot and astrology. Courtesy of Sarah.
She's the partner at the mule. She's there every time.
And she's just great. She's very wise. She's very chilled out. She's very soothing. And I listened to it. I still have to go back and listen to the last 5 minutes because I was in Liverpool when I listened to it, which, by the way, I had the best time in Liverpool. It's the best place. So what I took away from that reading is like that I need to chill out and do things that make me feel good instead of things that I think are going to do well, which is a theme for me. I need to stop art by algorithm. We've talked about this. So what else do you think I should take away from it?
Well, okay. So for everybody, if there is an astrological reason that Molly and I, Loki, have been getting too drunk, it's because we've actually just finished Jupiter's first little push into Pisces, and now it moved back into Aquarius. So Jupiter is the planet of like expansion, growth, abundance. It's a magnifying glass, right? So for a few months, Jupiter moved into Pisces, and there was a magnifying glass on that first, second, and third degree of Pisces. Well, Pisces is a lot of wonderful things. It's the artist. It's the highest love. It is spirit, right? But it's also escapism and getting it crunk because it's sort of that space between born and unborn.
Okay, confusing. That makes a lot of sense because I've been getting way too crunk also.
Same, but I'm saying we're off the hook completely. We don't have problems. We're actually living the astrology. So there's actually astrological reasons that we've been doing that, right? You know, Razzie always says to me, not that we should be getting too crunk. We are committed to actually not getting, we're not going to not get crunk. We're not going to get too crunk, but it's not even, it's beyond us, okay? Now that Jupiter is back in Aquarius, we have a few months to go, okay, wait. What I learned when I was getting in the spirits, whether it was with spirits or meditation, spirits or spirits, that's what Raddy always tells me. She goes, spirits or spirits, you know? Either way, the Pisces is the practice of full surrender. It's hospice, right? It's literally it's the dew, it's the fog, it's the placenta. Some people are like, ugh. Other people are like, drink it, save it, put it on your skin, right? Yeah. There's varying views of placenta, right? So you're a Pisces rising. Mm-hmm. With your north node, meaning the purpose of your soul's iteration in the first house in Pisces, right? So no. Okay, yes. If you decided to never evolve as a person and you just lived your earth ass chart, even to your south node in Virgo, you would just be a really talented, typical sort of Irish person, honestly, right? I'm dead serious. Because it would be like, I do hard work all the time, and now it's my time for the lager. Right?
Yes.
Kind of like, you know, I'm not trying to stereotype here, but we hit all kinds. Okay. It's a comedy podcast, right? We're going for the job. But it's the truth. Okay. But you're not just meant to be a fucking hot Irish Catholic journalist. Shaw. You're an artist, you asshole.
I know.
And so when you're going, I've got to stop doing art by algorithm. How about instead of even saying that sentence, you just start doing art, period. And knowing that now you are doing art, but it is very, when you're getting crunk, when I'm getting crunk, our Capricorn brains, and now to be clear too, Capricorn is still going through the washing machine. We got Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So we're both rethinking all of the ways that we have ever wanted to, what is Capricorn, participate in the public. Hey, oh, getting too crunk online, right? Mm. Not okay. Embarrassing, but also learning experience. We're not here to judge, you know? So this moment now has ended, okay? We're off the hook, whether we consciously do it or not, we're not gonna be getting too crunk because Jupiter is now back in Aquarius.
Since when?
But it will, since like 2 days ago.
Okay, so literally since like—
Literally like now.
Yeah, your birthday.
My birthday and Venus, the planet of the goddess love, right? How we attract, how we, the magnets that we are.
Beauty.
Just moved into Virgo, which is really good for both of us. But why did we get so fucking sloppy before? Because Mars and Venus were together in Leo. So for both of us, we were just like, we can perform without, we were using spirits to stop playing the business game, right? And as a result, we actually, even though we may have done a few things IRL or had a couple headaches, I'm not saying it's good, I'm not saying it's bad, non-judgmental, but actually we are in a bit of a, and we have not had our, we're going to talk because I have to, you have, we have to change your context. It's part of your life's work.
This was a really dramatic week for celebrities.
Crazy.
Last week was so boring and this week was crazy. And I think you nailed it with what you're saying about how everyone's like, what is the truth? No one can tell what the truth is. And people are just kind of yelling at each other and there's just no way of knowing what's real.
And I'm not trying to add more of a false narrative into this because this is purely a conjecture. And honestly, nothing but hearsay out of my mind into the mic that I don't even have right now. But in a way, it seemed like everybody to Kronk.
Everybody to Kronk. Let me,
like, because even the Justin Haley thing, right? That whole, like, Justin screaming at Haley after the fight. It's like, first of all, Conor McGregor, Irish, lost, and it was upsetting. But we were like, he might have also just been, it would make sense if everyone was a little too crunk last week and not even saying it.
Yeah, so this was a video that went viral of him and Haley walking around in a casino. It's so funny. You can tell it's a casino just from the carpeting. And you just see him sort of scream and get in her face. And to me, it was like, there's so many people around. There's no way that it was an actual genuine anger thing. I think he was just really drunk and having fun and like singing song lyrics in her face or something. You know what I mean?
Do you know how many people have had to say to me in the most loving way, yo, shut the fuck up? Well, people getting too crunk, the level, it's a levels thing, actually.
Yeah.
But then I'm confused because our body language, our favorite body language, and now my accent's all wrong. He's like, what's going on with these two? No, I don't even know. He's like Hispanic or something.
Yeah, he's
Spanish. But he's all like, it's toxic. And it's like, the fact that he's not cued into the carpet just goes to show why, yes, everyone's a specialist, but it is about astrology, which is the larger context, where it's both the yelling and the shouting and the drinking that you go, oh, he's not abusing her. He is in a passionate rant. These could become song lyrics.
There's a lot. I don't even think it was a passionate rant. I think he was like screaming, X gon' give it to you or some really stupid song because they're on their way to get another drink. You know what I mean?
Oh, you think he's like in the club? It's just not a dance floor.
Yeah. Because there's a million people around. There's photos, there's cameras, there's a million security guards. He's just having fun and being an idiot, I think. That was my take. And but, also,
you know, to our point, though, we are off the hook. Everybody drinking.
Yeah. I also saw a crazy video this week from when Justin and Selena were dating, where they were in a really, really shady part of town and, like, clearly doing a drug deal. And this guy sees Justin and recognizes him. And he's like, oh, it's Justin Bieber. And, like, Justin and Selena end up running away. It was the sketchiest video I've ever seen. And it really was. And so the theory of that is people think that Selena was doing hard drugs and making Justin take her to go, like, pick them up and everything.
Wow. To blame Selena right away when Justin was just, like, doing fucking drunk driving around the streets of Miami in a Porsche doing, like, chicken fights. It's like, maybe he was too.
I know. I think they both were sort of...
She has lupus.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She had that kidney transplant. Apparently, if you have lupus and I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Again, hearsay, but but you need to start following that instinct that's just saying shit.
I know.
You have to be drunk just to make shit up.
This is the bowels of the internet that I'm talking about right now, where I got this information. So not only did I see this video of them seeming like they were doing a drug deal, I also saw a bunch of videos where Selena is clearly like Bambi legs in public, wasted. Which is fine, who cares? But she had the kidney transplant, and apparently if you have lupus and you, and now please someone correct me if I'm wrong, if you have lupus and you follow all the guidelines, you wouldn't really need that, especially not at that young of an age. But if you are abusing your body with like cocaine, that takes a huge toll on your kidneys no matter what, and especially if you have an autoimmune disease. So it's like... But this
I'm getting her chart up. I'm getting her fucking chart up. We will see what the stars say.
Yeah. So I don't want to accuse her of anything, but I have found it very jarring many times seeing the way she has, like at the Met Gala, when she went to the Met Gala with The Weeknd, pull that up, like Google Met Gala, Selena Gomez, The Weeknd. She was wearing Coach. She looked so fucked up.
What happened? Well, I'm looking it up. Tell the people.
I just think she gets really crunk, and that's fine. I mean, like, so do I. But yeah, it's Met Gala, Selena Gomez, 2019.
Molly, the astrology, it helps us understand our own trash. We're using the celebrities to talk about our own trash. It's
right.
Beautiful. This is a deep pod, okay? Because in a way, God forbid we were as famous as you want us to be.
Mm-hmm.
What would they be saying at me the first time I left the house and went to a fucking oyster bar and they would have said she was not okay. She puked in her fucking mask and then kept chilling after she was asleep for a second.
I know, but like we would embrace it and we would be like, haha, look at this. Like we're being such scumbags. I was
so we're the new wave of celebrities. They're going, yeah, we're getting too crunk. Leave us alone. Have a good time.
Yeah, but I also think that there's an issue when you are not admitting that that's what's going on. And you're saying that you are, look at this photo I just sent you and tell me that she's not extremely feeling good, which is fine.
In the chat?
Yeah, I sent it in the chat. But that's the thing. It's like,
sorry.
As long as you don't lie about it, I think is the big issue.
Yo, I have always, that has been my opinion. I've always said that because that's why people say to me, why do you make the moon ritual about, I'm like, it's not about drinking or starting with a weed ritual. It's about specifically not making us feel bad. This is, it is a, it does need to be a party because even if you aren't going to the yoga retreat in Costa Rica and lifting every day and doing that one plank for a minute, you're invited. You can still be spiritual while you're getting drunk, right? We don't want to shame anybody out of it. Now I've taken it too far. Just to be like, I'm just going to be so wasted that you're also safe to be even more, you know. So we learned. That's how we learn, right? But maybe, you know, I don't know. Have we seen Selena with jello legs since? Perhaps she did too. But yes, the publicists and the PR people are fucking it all up for the celebrities who actually have an opportunity right. to connect even deeply with their more. That's like on the flip side, Camila Cabello this week with her little tummy pouch.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So Camila Cabello looks totally fucking normal at a beach one day. And then also another day when she was running. She is a small girl. I guess she's not doing a psychotic amount of crunches and or she wasn't holding in her stomach.
Okay? Also, crunches don't make your stomach flatter.
Well, that's why I got to use the fucking little cryo freeze and just to, you know, zing, 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 zing. And just
the only thing that makes your stomach flatter is just like losing weight overall.
Well, you know, Camila's in love. She's a star. She doesn't need to lose any weight. She's not gonna do any more crunches. She fucking athletically, we know it. She's not, you know. So she looked like a normal person and on the thin athletic side. She had a little, you'll see. You pull it up.
I see.
Pull
yeah. it up. I wish I had that kind of like hips. You know what I mean? Because
she
you
looks
can
great.
Yeah, she looks awesome. And you can you don't need to have the flattest stomach ever if you've got like an out of control badonkadonk ratio. Because people won't notice. Like, I noticed actually there was this girl in Liverpool and she, like, sorry, whatever. I noticed she had a tiny little gut, but she had the best butt I've ever seen. And I was like, that's the freaking goal. If you have the big, nice booty, nothing else really matters because it throws everything else into proportion. And that's why I'm shaped like SpongeBob. So that's why I have to be really skinny.
Okay, but Molly, look at the two differences of how you can view yourself. This is mindset work, okay? Because you're saying that it's a judgmental thing, right? Like kind of in the same vein of I just like work all day and drink all night because I'm an Irishman, right? Mm-hmm. Or you could be like, okay, number one, SpongeBob's the biggest thing out there. And Pisces, he lived under the sea and just lived in a pineapple house and sang. Yo, that guy was not relating to his body as anything but perfect.
Yeah, but I'm not.
And he's so famous.
I'm not SpongeBob.
We are all everyone. That's the whole thing. That's the ego in you speaking.
Now, I tried really hard to make this into a stand-up bit about how I don't think it's fair to call plus size models relatable because they all still have the best proportions you've ever seen in your life.
Molly, are you reading my fucking journal?
Right? And if I gained weight, if I gained even like 10 pounds, I would not look like Ashley Graham. First of all, I don't have her face whatsoever. And second of all, she's got the most beautiful figure. I will never have that. Like I will just put it, it'll all be like stomach and jowls and that's it. Like it's so crazy to be like, oh yeah, these plus size models are the ones that we can aspire to look like. Like, no, I can starve myself into looking better, but I am never gonna have a nicely shaped body like that. It's not
well, and I'm going the full other way, which is like okay, you want the truth. When I put on a little crop top for a minute there, I was like, ooh, you know, I am not definitely a crop top shape, you know. And a few of the pictures from last night, it definitely looked like my stomach was memory foam, right?
But don't you love that? That's okay now. And the Gen Z kids are not letting that bother them. It's cool. Well,
I got to tell you that I am so into Instagram Live now. First of all, I don't even relate to myself as anything but shoulders and a head. And I don't even have a top of my head anymore because this hat, it's my new skull. It's my new cap, right? But the truth is, what you're describing is like, yeah, I can get away with having this because of my fat ass. I feel like right now I'm doing is just trying to get away with the whole thing and be like, but my personality. And in fact, in that way, I do feel still very sexually attractive. I'm a very erotic person. So for me, weight and how my body looks has never really been about, like, I've been cutting corners. You know, I was a competitive gymnast until like the sixth grade when I had to work hard. And I was the captain of the field hockey team until the beginning of the year when we came back from, you know, summer vacation. They were like, we're going to run harder than any team in the state. And I was like, count me out. I'll be on the sidelines cheering y'all on.
Well, you somehow escaped the era that we grew up with without those 2000s brain worms about body image. And I don't know how.
I literally think it's because two things. I think my mother is, again, astrology. She is an Aquarius, Gemini, Leo. The energy of the past 2 weeks is how I was raised.
Let me say that's terrifying, first of all.
She has Pluto on her ascendant in Leo. She's a Gemini moon and an Aquarius sun. She's very, very funny. But the biggest fucking asshole. I mean, she walks around like she's a roast comic.
She could... So does my mom. But also, like, Aquarius, Gemini, Leo, that could be like a dictator.
And it is. Why do you think I am the way I am, Molly?
Justin and Haley, you can prove through astrology that he is not, like, abusing her.
Well, I don't know. Let's take a look, right?
So I mean, that's a strong word also, but just based on in the body language videos, the whole internet is convinced that Justin is toxic toward Haley. So what does the astrology show? And then
it's interesting, right? And I'll be quick.
But also really quick, because we've been talking way too much about I know.
We'll just all TikToks moving forward. But okay, he's a 29 degree Scorpio rising.
Scary.
And he's a Pisces, Saturn, Venus, like Pisces, Saturn, Sun, Venus, like, oh no, Saturn, Sun, Venus in Pisces, right? So he is extremely dark, emotional. And the reason he has to kind of do it through music is because he sort of doesn't have the language other than that. And his Mercury and his Mars are in Aquarius. So he literally is figuring out how to work with the deep intensity that just is feelings through music, because he doesn't have the language and he doesn't totally relate to other people at all. And he doesn't. He's had a totally Usher found him from the internet.
Yeah. So what about Haley?
Well, let's take a look. I mean, Haley's chart. Okay. So Haley, interesting.
From what you've said about Justin, it sounds like he needs someone who's a little bit more of a guide for him. Like sort of the way Jason Sudeikis, that's his name, right? We were talking last week, like he was sort of a guide for Olivia Wilde, and then she got her shit together and was like, okay, now I'm gonna guide someone else. Like, and I feel like if Haley doesn't have those stronger traits, it's not gonna really be beneficial to either of them.
Okay, hot take based on the astrology. I love what you're saying. I mean, I don't think they're gonna last just based on the astrology. Hold on. I might have just made a mistake. I think that was Selena.
No.
And I'm not even crunk yet.
Oh my God. Okay.
Let me just double check.
I need to figure out if this is a giant moth on my wall and I'm going to fry it. Oh, it is. Ah!
Ah! Oh, you're so recording. You guys, this is actually astrological. Let me take this minute to tell you exactly what's going on. Okay. Me doing getting the wrong one, Chiron on my ascendant. Molly now having, first of all, you didn't even know, and I wasn't going to out her, but her hair at the beginning of this, I'm telling Molly, listen, it was wet.
Sarah,
it was wet.
Just hear the thing fry.
What? But can I tell you what else happened astrologically?
Getting murdered. Do you see it?
Oh my God. Wait. Hold on. Oh my God.
It's frying. Oh no, part of its body just like fell apart and went on my chair.
Yo, this is, yo, you guys are seeing the days of the Capricorn executioner peter out of the storyline, because Molly actually is the one in the end who suffers.
What? Why? You should smell,
because all Capricorn hair. Like, shame the moth publicly. Let's hear it die. Capricorn is the devil. You get that, right? But now you're like, fuck, I got their smush on my chair.
Oh no. And also my chair is covered in body glitter from my fake tan because I was sweating so much.
Okay, that is nothing but a good thing. We're doing glitter merch after this. You gotta really, you know, take the signs when they land in your lap like that, right? Now, moth, I don't think is as sellable, but I will think about it. We could be funny about it. But can you hear me? Because this actually is astrologically extremely valuable for everyone.
Okay.
Which is that today, Chiron, your boy Chiron, Ma. Who do you love? Chiron went retrograde today.
Okay, so what's my Chiron? Gemini.
And wait, for the people, you tell us, because we're learning, what is Chiron?
Chiron is your ancient wound.
But it's also where you are.
Fucked up.
No, it's where you're the ultimate greatest healer of all time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The struggle is the way. Yeah, yeah, your Chiron doesn't just suck. Dude, I have Chiron on Lilith, on my ascendant in Gemini. I am truly the medicine man that is getting so crunk that you can't even, like, nothing fucks me up.
Oh, God, I don't know where the moth's corpse is.
Okay, so where's your Chiron? In Gemini, in your fourth house at home. So now you're having an experience where you're like, wow, I at least know I can bring to the table being that good producer who keeps us on track and who fucking, you know, puts a production schedule together and whatever. And now we are off the fucking rails. We're gonna have to do it another day. Or not.
I know. Okay. Also, my house looks awesome and I'm actually killing it at being a homemaker now that I'm like a home owner. Like, I have to say, I'm fucking killing it. I'm doing really good with, like, decorating, except for, like, the moth corpse, obviously. I'm going to have a glass of wine, because now I feel like I'm
bringing this. So, and yet, here we are, and Molly has told us in the past, Taurus moons, they're actually better when they're drunk. So, again, this is not a sobriety spirituality thing. This is a, you know, everything's your ally if you don't do it too much, you know? We want to use the tools available to us, and we don't want to overdo it. Because that's when you end up on you know, on Zoom for 6 hours having to watch back because you truly are not sure what you said or who. I was shocked at how many people were on live with me. I improvised with like 10 people.
Oh, wait, don't we have the same Chiron?
Yes, but it shows up very differently. So for you, there's a moth smushed in your chair and I'm like, oops, I think it was Selena's chart. And it was.
Oh, so it was Selena's chart.
Yeah. So let me pull up Haley's real quick because now I'm really curious.
Okay, so now we really have to delete that whole.
Well, yes, sorry. Okay. That's my, now I'm like, she's not going to want to work with me anymore. It's really bad.
It's a lot of moving parts. It's literally the galaxy. Well,
because also we're not.
Rewind, time warp. What we're going to do now is Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn Spears. So what happened with Britney, obviously we've all been following along with the conservatorship battle and everything. Britney has got her own new attorney who seemingly is hopefully going to be better than the last one. Jamie Lynn, we talked a couple weeks ago about that very disturbing, seemingly narcissistic rage-induced Instagram live apology that she did. It was not even an apology. It was basically like, I'm not going to do anything and Britney can move to the moon, which gave off big, I don't care if you're black, white, or purple energy. It was very much like, something else really interesting about Jamie Lynn is, I don't want to stereotype Southern people here because this doesn't apply to all Southern people, but I think there is a very specifically Southern way of being passive aggressive and giving backhanded compliments and just saying the whole bless your heart thing. Like when it's wielded by a badass, hilarious person, it's the best thing ever, especially with Southern women. Like they can just sort of give you compliments that just completely eviscerate you. And I feel like we're seeing this on display with Jamie Lynn right now.
I want to acknowledge you, Molly, because you made a claim that I had not heard anyone say before, which was that what that act out was specifically was a narcissistic rage. rage act out, and now everyone's saying it. Molly. I also want to say that I said what was going to happen with Shikari getting sponsored by vapes, and she did. So we're actually, this is a great podcast.
Yeah, now, we predict everything. So the Instagram battle with Brittany and Jamie Lynn now. Brittany posted a few Instagram posts with captions seemingly written by her saying that everyone in her family deserves to be held accountable. She doesn't trust them anymore. She specifically said that she didn't like seeing her sister perform remixes of her songs at the Billboard Awards or AMAs or some like fourth tier award show. So she really did like blatantly call out her family and her sister specifically. So then Jamie Lynn posted a picture in a red outfit and it said, the caption was like, may the Lord help you feel peace and love or some super Christian.
Prayers.
Yeah, prayer.
Praying for you. It was a bless your heart. You're so right.
It was a bless your heart. It was
to
like
my big sister who has been abused by my family, including myself.
Yeah, it's like, oh, bless your heart. I hope that the Lord brings you peace. And then Brittany posted a picture of herself in a red shirt. And the caption was, I hope the Lord wraps your mean ass in prayers, something yada, yada, yada. She just fully was responding to Jamie Lynn's thing. And then Jamie Lynn changed her Instagram caption to just a red heart and prayer hands. So Brittany clearly won this round. And
I want to make a case for Jamie though, real quick.
Okay. Jezebel.
I do think you're right.
For Jamie, Jezebel in their weekly dirtbag gossip thing, they said that Jamie won this round. So what do you think?
Why does astrology help? Because it zooms us way out. We are not actually talking about what is going on here. Okay. Oh, the brother from 19 Kids and Counting was molesting his sisters. Okay. Well, actually, he was not a predator as much as he was doing what he was taught, right? When Jamie Lynn was born, Britney Spears
but
was
also he's still a predator.
Britney Spears.
He's still a predator. He's
of course.
He's part of a predatory framework.
But you know, just like you and I, who still are getting too crunk, and we're not, it takes a long time to undo the programming, right? So let's just think for a second about Jamie.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Not because she's right, she's wrong, but I could see where she is hanging on to her narrative because they are raised by the same parents. And this was the framework of how she was raised, regardless of what she did or did not do, right? This existed without her. And there's tons of footage of Jamie Lynn, who in her own right is, and it's not because of Zoe 101. She's a good singer. She has a totally different sound. And she does a cover of Baby One More Time, starting when she was like a cute 14-year-old before there was any real problems, before the baby, you know?
Do you really think she's a good singer?
I think that she could have a wedding singer career I think she's good, but do we think Britney's not good either? You know, I mean, that's not what they're famous for, right? I think right. She did a good rendition of it. I think she would be the best at karaoke. I think she was, you know, yeah, I think she's good enough. I'll show you some of the videos I saw, but no, I don't think she's like
she's
not Britney good.
Ashley Simpson.
She got a leg up. I mean, she's not. She wouldn't do this otherwise. What'd you say? Are you still fighting a moth?
Yeah. She's the Ashley Simpson of the family. She's the younger sister who's, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yes. So I also want to say real quick, I found the actual caption that Brittany posted. It said, "May the Lord wrap your mean ass up in joy today." That's what her thing, which is so funny. We forget that.
Well, actually, though, it's funny. So Brittany's trying to parent her. Brittany's been in a battle with her over Jamie Lynn is what I think. Do you know that Jamie's father's name is Jamie and Jamie's husband's name is Jamie? And her name's Jamie?
Yeah, it's really
weird. Do you
understand
how demented that is?
I know. Does she have Gemini in her chart?
Well, she is a 28 degree Gemini rising. So Molly learning. Psychic.
That's why.
Psychic. Pisces rising with that first house in Pisces. You are psychic. Trust it. Yes, she's a Gemini. But also, remember what I sent you? I got on my deep dive. And I'm like, what is the word Jamie? To have Jamie be everyone's name is so weird. So I'm looking up, what does it mean to, what is the meaning of the name Jamie? Supplanter.
Wild.
It's someone who is doing what the Jamies are doing. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. That's poetry. That's poetry. This is Bible shit. This is a biblical story all of a sudden.
Yeah, someone who's supplanting someone else. So, like, Jamie, her dad is putting himself into Brittany's position. Jamie Lynn is
also... what a conservatorship is.
Right. Jamie Lynn is also doing it. And then now she's like, let me marry another Jamie to supplant the role of my dad because he's doing such a good job making me rich by making no effort whatsoever. So...
they are from, like, a... one county store that's also the gas station. It's not even shoes required kind of place.
Yeah, it's like where Paris and Nicole went on The Simple Life.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why it's so interesting that low-key Brittany and Paris have been kind of in this, like, because then, you know, they support each other, but then they sort of also don't. But it's like, oh, they clearly disconnect. Because they do not have the same context, even if they were both abused by Hollywood. Completely different context, right? So Jamie Lynn is fucking wrong, y'all. But, you know, it's like, I just feel like, for, you know, the reason there was even a fucking, like, eighth Star Wars is because finally one of the stormtroopers was like, I don't think this is right. I watch tons of Hitler docs. The Jews got to do it to keep that sort of fire going. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The Nazis kind of were you know, pretty, you know, down for whatever when it came to following orders. But there wasn't a lot of pushback from nations when someone was doing something batshit crazy that was literally hurting people, regardless of the Jews. I know, we're annoying, okay? I do live too long. I have a vibe.
You're not annoying. Here's the other thing. I have met a German person who doesn't think the Holocaust exists.
Exactly.
We were on a bar crawl and Nick comes up to me and he goes, I just met a guy who doesn't think the Holocaust happened and he's German. And I was like,
how does that even come up?
He was, I guess, like, the guy was like, oh, hi, I'm what's his face. And Nick was like, where are you from? And he was like, Germany. And Nick probably made, like, an inappropriate joke about World War II. And then this guy was like, oh, well, you know, that was blown out of proportion. Like, it didn't really happen. And I was like, Nick, was he joking?
Oh, my God.
And Nick was like, no. And then I talked to someone else who knew him, and they were like, yeah, he really, like, doesn't think it was real. And he's German.
You know, but, you know, hopefully I'm not too tired to be making a bad point when, in fact, I think it's a good point. So, you know, we'll try it. But it is interesting because even when we're talking about the meta of all the news of this week, right? There is an issue of context. Like, because even the Harry criticism is like, how could he take a book deal so big? And it seems like he didn't know about, all the Brits seem to be really mad that they're using woke, like, fake news, right? They're making woke be worse than, they're like pro-cancel culture. They're like, we're not here to be woke, right?
They hate woke.
And so
woke.
What
they
we could say is it sounds like Harry just found out about racism. And in fact, he might have.
Yeah. But wait, so listen, what's your, so I guess the argument that you're maybe making is if you're brought up in a really fucked up context, it takes a lot to undo that. So like Jamie Lynn has been brought up in this context that Britney is the cash cow. Britney doesn't mind performing. It's her favorite thing in the world. Why wouldn't we make sure that Britney's able to perform without doing the stuff that's hard for her, like managing money? So this is the best thing for all involved. So like that's where Jamie Lynn is coming from.
Well, and in my deep dive, I was like, let's see what Britney, what has Jamie Lynn said publicly about Britney? Just factually, what is out there, right? And what she did was do very covert posting, never hashtag free Britney, but every mental health awareness day for the last 13 years, it's like, if y'all don't know what it's like to have somebody mentally ill in your family, just keep your mouths out of the conversation, you pigs, right? And then somebody would write under her comment, like, okay, Jamie Lynn, well, like, we hope your sister's doing well. And she's like, who said I was talking about my sister? And then it's like, yo, Jamie, talk about Gemini shit, doing exactly what my mother's doing, which is like, yo, Jamie, then who is this post for?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably, I don't know if you're talking about your dad. You're saying that you're not talking about Britney. So she was really just, her chart has hope because she's young and brainwashed.
She sucks so bad though. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't excuse the context. You can't excuse her actions. You could excuse it a couple years ago, sure, to be like, oh, you know, she was really young when this conservatorship started. Britney bought her $1 million condo in Florida. Like, do you know what
But Jamie's in the middle of her senderity. Jamie's in the height of her Saturn return.
But this is
the Saturn return.
So either right now she's going to jettison those fucked up beliefs and become a better person.
No, she is. She's paint. We are watching the paint chip off the wall of somebody that's going, we don't need to have it painted, right? Eventually there'll be no paint. And that's what a Saturn return is. So you can make it easy and go, wow, actually I'm realizing everything before this, I was sitting in the passenger seat. And now for the first time I'm driving. You have to wake up. That's what a Saturn return does. Jamie has to be publicly shamed and called out. Britney needs to performatively mother her from the inside. Jamie, I still wish you love, you fucking asshole. At least Britney's being real, right? And you know what's crazy too? The whole red thing. Now like,
why were they
at
both
it and I'm
wearing,
like,
why were they both wearing red? What was that about?
First of all, I don't think you're wrong when we think Britney might on some level be a little smarter than we've given her credit for. She might be actually. If you can do those moves on lithium, you are a powerful machine. I will say that. You
that
know?
Is so true. That is,
I mean,
so
whoa,
true.
Whoa. She's sleeping during the fucking X Factor between takes, and she can go on stage and perform.
Judy Garland 2.0.
Also, in those clips where Jamie did a horrible job of remixing her song, it's really weird. There's a clip of Britney doing her part where Jamie Lynn goes on stage and Britney's like, come on, boys. And her dead eyes bring the boys up and they cheer for Jamie, right? I think that they were convincing Jamie and Britney that they're a business. The family's a business. They didn't get that far because of Britney's fate or career. They figured out how to make Britney into someone that was abused and they could abuse too, right?
Oh, you're right.
They're going, now here's what we're going to do, right? There's going to be a thing, right? So I'm going to do the podcast with Molly. I'm going to do the mule with Nicole and we're going to leverage him, right? So they're going, this is Britney. You're already Britney. Now let's get more money because we're going to make Jamie the new Britney. Jamie thinks there's a plan. And now she's going, oops, I did it again. I played the conservator. Got lost in the game. No, her remix probably will be very good when she has a real fucking awakening and can sing it as an apology.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's gonna happen. I just...
Molly, this is where your thinking has to change because astrology, it helps us understand. Celebrities are trash.
Yeah.
But the astrology helps us understand.
I know.
We have to forgive people because it has not, the cycles speak for themselves.
All right. So hopefully this will be a very fruitful Saturn return for Jamie.
We hope it's a horrible Saturn return and it forces her into that hurting deep pain that may actually allow her to wake up and be the Gemini sister that she could motherfucking be.
Yes. For sure. But also, it's really hard to fix narcissistic personality.
Oh, no, she's a nightmare right now. This will be embarrassing. Yeah, this is very, very bad.
It's really interesting between Jamie Lynn and Brittany because they have every single facial feature is exactly the same. And yet Jamie Lynn does not have the star power that Brittany has. And they also have like their bodies are technically the same, but different. I also have to say, I loved Brittany as a celeb. She in the early 2000s because she was in good shape. She was muscular. She wasn't bone thin ever. And I just thought that was such a healthier body image because she was right before Nicole Richie and Mary-Kate Olsen and all of those body types were sort of being celebrated. I feel like it was such a healthier image to go for.
Yeah, but I don't mean to fucking, you know, bring up any Chiron shit right now, but you are painfully wrong about something. And I need to say it right now because that's the work that we're doing publicly in front of everybody. They do look a little different. They do look a little different.
You think? What do you think looks different?
I do. I'm looking at a lot of pictures right now over the years. And I'm telling you, it is a top lip problem for Jamie.
Okay.
And it
okay.
takes me to know. And that's my shit. I have an underbite. But it's the connection right here. With Brittany, when she smiles, even without the filler in the teeth, right? Like even with the gaps between them, her smile opens up her face, whereas Jamie sinks it back into her little like a fucking filter. She's a little bit in here. Brittany's out here.
Interesting. And Jamie's smile just never looks.
It's a smile problem.
Yes, she never looks genuinely happy. We gotta do Prince Harry before we wrap up.
Yeah, we do.
So Prince Harry announced that he is releasing a memoir. And this is just the same thing as Brittany and Jamie Lynn and as Justin and Haley, where it's like, who's right, who's wrong? We don't know. We have no idea. We're never gonna get the full truth. And I think Harry's memoir is going to muddy the waters even more. Because I just don't think, from what he has shown us over his past few months of talking some more, not that I can talk because I also talk a lot and I talk about him a lot, but
I feel that I've been better than Harry even when wasted, for the record, but keep going.
Right. What we've learned is that Harry actually does not take accountability at this point. Like
SS Harry, you mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. So I'm saying, like, for me personally, I would never say, oh, use my title, that my royal title until I tell you otherwise, unless I was going to be like, yeah, that's pretentious as fuck, and that's part of my brand. I'm pretentious. Like, I don't know.
It's really interesting. The parallel with Jamie Lynn is pretty interesting when you frame it that way. I hadn't thought of that.
Okay,
because we're talking about two younger siblings here that were born into some type of weird power-hungry monarchy.
Yes.
That was misqualifying a lot of things that they thought were true. And to be fair, in the same way with what I expect from Jamie, if in Harry's book, aside from, did you know we were being bad to black people, even that they were black people, and to my wife, there better be a chapter about the Nazi mindset, how he could go to a Halloween party a few years ago, if we're going to fucking crush the girl from The Bachelorette who has no responsibility to us, other than being a sorority girl who literally is also just ignorant, Harry had better take responsibility. If he's going to get paid that much to tell us a real story, you better tell us the real fucking story. Then that therapy better pay off, boy. Otherwise, I'm your fucking coach. Watch out.
He's not going to tell us the real story. He,
of course not. He has no idea.
I don't think that he even really understands what's actually wrong with his family. I don't think he thinks there's anything wrong with a monarchy. We've talked about this. He doesn't think we should get rid of it. He doesn't think he should get rid of his titles.
Yeah, he's like, the firstborn rule is dumb.
Right. He thinks that it should just go to him and he should be as important as his brother. That is his stance. That's his like political, social, everything stance. Yeah. And that is why we're never really going to get any honesty out of him, I don't think.
Well, what's happening is, so I think, again, though, I'm sorry to bring up the same point again, but perhaps it is my weakness and my superpower, Chiron, but it's kind of a Jamie Lynn situation here too, only because, you know, he's not using Meghan to pretend to now be woke. And of course he took the biggest fucking advance that he could for the book. He is wounded. He's fighting for everything because he's like, I should be as rich as everyone and be in Hollywood. But it's like, nah, dude, there are certain rules. And if you break them, and then it makes him more mad, right? So Jamie Lynn is like, okay, sweetie, you're mentally ill. I didn't say that, right? It's like, Jamie, Harry, right? They don't know what they're fighting about. They're just public figures. And they do have a certain responsibility, but none of the adults in their world are actually going to force them to be responsible because they're trying to keep it abusive and lopsided in terms of power. He's in the wrong fight. We shouldn't be fighting to make the monarchy fair, dude. We should be fighting about, you know, making sure that homeless people are not homeless because you have all the property.
Right, exactly. And also, the other thing is, yeah, he is fighting the wrong fight because, like, all of the bad things that happened to them were because he's the second son. And it's not...
Well, what he's going to say is, they're bad because until I met Meghan, I didn't even know there were other people than the Brits and the people my mother worked with in Africa, right? Like, he's ignorant. And so he's going to say, I'm this way, or whatever you say about me, because I know that my mission is to expose your ignorance. And it's like, no, you're just exposing both of your ignorance for different reasons now.
Right, like he doesn't really do. I mean, hopefully this book will have a lot of soul searching, genuinely copping to things that everyone has done wrong. You can't just talk about how awful everybody else is. You've got to talk.
Well, that's how you know he doesn't. No, he doesn't have a good therapist and he doesn't have a good coach, because no therapist or no coach would allow that.
Yeah.
If you're talking to someone that's blaming other people all the time, they have not done their work. That is the number one sign.
Now, here is something to not play devil's advocate, but just to point out.
For the record, Capricorn is the devil. So this whole podcast is kind of devil's advocate.
That's good. So
merch.
That is so true. Now, here's the thing. We know that Harry got in hot water about the Nazi costume. A lot of people said in Robert Lacey's book last year, he said William helped him pick the costume and William got away scot-free because William went to the party dressed as a gorilla or something. I don't remember what the party theme was.
Oh, so does he think William like pranked him? Like, no, dude. Everyone puts a hot dog in their ass freshman year.
So here's another place where William got away with murder. In the UK, your 21st birthday is a huge deal, even though I don't know why it's a huge deal, because it's not.
They are so confused, man. They are so confused.
Yeah, it's not when you're like allowed to drink.
When are you allowed to drink in the UK?
18.
Oh.
And like, you basically can get away with drinking earlier than that. But they have a big
deal. Who couldn't?
Yeah, they make it a big deal for your 21st birthday. Now, on William's 21st birthday, he had a giant party and the theme was called Out of Africa. So,
no.
Yes. Which is colonial, out the wazoo. Oh my God,
we got to do a musical like Book of Mormon. That's all we can do.
I know. It's called Out of Africa. You can find some photos.
That is so funny, Dan. Wow.
The queen attended dressed as an African ruler, which there are no photos of.
Oh, okay. So this is pre-Pelosi's Kunta Kinte meal.
Yeah, this was like 15 years ago.
But see, don't you see? This is a Capricorn. The top down has a problem.
Yes. And no one ever talks about William's Out of Africa themed party. And do you want to try to tell me that there was not a single person there in blackface?
If you were at the party, you don't have to. We need a deep throat here. Reach out if you saw anyone at the party in blackface. And I want to know who was playing Hitler at the. There was a dommy mommy room happening downstairs at that Halloween party. And I bet you Hitler was just fucking down there fucking sunning bitches, just pegging people. It was, well, maybe woman. But anyway, I'm just saying there's a lot of dirty shit that they're hiding. Dirty Harry. It's not just. Oh my God, a picture. Oh my God.
This picture that I just sent you is a guy dressed up as Osama bin Laden at the party with.
Oh my fucking God. This is hilarious. And I can't believe what you just sent me.
I know. There's also pictures.
Whoa.
Of There's pictures of Prince William groping women as well, like that were on the front pages photos of newspapers, like around this same time. Literally, he's in photos where he's just groping girls' boobs, and no one cares and no one ever talks about it. So it is bullshit that Harry gets the brunt of being known as like the racially insensitive slash party prince, because William is the same way. And I don't know. I do get
Did we figure out a safe word or no? Because watch out, US. I have a hot take, but it's real.
What? We don't need a safe word. Say it and I'll edit it out if it's
okay. Okay. But you know how we've been talking about like the end of America, like, do you hear me? Right?
Yeah.
Well, Jean Valjean didn't put himself in jail, right? We're talking about the end of, when we're talking about America, the real actual fracture is that we're talking about the child of the UK.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is like when you're like, wow, yeah, his parents had a lot of money, but like he ended up being kind of a fuck up and like he just got with it, right? And it's like, well, he's a fuck up, but also his parents aren't not fuck ups too. He was rebelling from these other fuck ups, and now they don't have any context for what's not fucked up, but the power is doing nothing but trying to keep the power, right? There is no semblance of normal to this conversation, actually, because at the end of the day, the fact that Jamie Spears, one of the three Jamies who's in the room, keeping the money, I mean, okay, but, you know, the fact that it is this big of a deal to have somebody saying, I'm Amy Smart and I was living in these people's basement for years, and not have a go, oh my God, they kept, you know what I'm saying? This is like blatant, you guys. And what we are seeing are the cracks in the foundational. It doesn't matter how good the house looks. If it floods every time, eventually that Miami condo is going to crash to the ground if you don't fill that water. That apartment building, it was actually, they were trying to say we could put money in and fix the holes in the, it's flooding, the basement's flooding. If the basement's flooding every time it rains, you are not safe. So it doesn't matter if you're talking about like the shingles, but the Wi-Fi, you guys, the building's going to collapse.
Also, right now with all the people, there's a lot of like anti-mask, anti-lockdown protests going down around in the UK. And the narrative from the beginning has been, oh, why are we acting like the US? This is embarrassing. And there's
and yet they're having 21-year-old birthday parties when it means literally nothing. They're actually just trying to keep up with the cool kids. It's not,
I know.
21, maybe 20 because you're not a teenager anymore. 21 is arbitrary, you idiots.
Also, I am like, you guys made us. Like, we exist because your people all came over to the US. Like, we're the same.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Right. That's right. You know, Jamie Lynn is Jamie and Lynn.
Yeah. And Harry is Charles and Diana. Like, they should have known from the beginning. Like, we always say they should have given him and Meghan special treatment, because they should have seen that if they treated them like the spare and the second born and less important, they should have known this was going to happen.
But no, they wouldn't. And this is the same lesson that you need to learn about the mic tomorrow. When you are attached to rigid structure as the thing that makes you feel safe, ain't nothing gonna help your vision or foresight, because you don't trust anything but the rules. They're not even in the conversation of this could, even if we're not comfortable with it, I don't know why, could actually heal the planet by taking this lead, even if it feels uncomfortable, it just seems right. But you know, you can argue it both ways. So we're keeping it like, no, the algorithm. No, actually, when you're fighting for what is, you can't see the possibility of what could be if you just, you know, instead of a maxi dress, it's a nap dress. Way better.
Also, it's not a mic, it's a show. And that's why I'm also nervous to wing it.
Well, but that is also a fucked up. The fact that we even treat the reason we say it's a mic versus a show is that we want to just give people a disclaimer that this isn't the Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the final scripts that we submitted, right? But this isn't anything that has a final anything. This is they're alive. This is a living, breathing improv show, people. There is, everything's a mic. So be comfortable being uncomfortable, because it's all a fucking show. No one leaves the house, bros. Come on. Don't take it that seriously. Just evolve when you need to, even if you don't know why, because on the other side of that, I don't know, is an answer that you would have never come up with from your conscious brain, because you can only think the things that you think because you've seen them and you've learned them and you think that's right.
Okay, so in one sentence, what is the significance of this $20 million book deal being announced this week?
I think the significance is, number one, what we're seeing in every story, for the most part, is it's all wrapped up in family drama, right? The sun at its end of its time, finally meeting Pluto in opposition, but it's going retrograde. We're seeing that actually it is the cracks in the foundation, not even of the things that we think we're upset about. It's the parenting and it's the way that we are avoiding doing our work, because we're not just open micing on Instagram Live for 6 hours and then getting too drunk and then forgiving ourselves immediately. There's so much shame. There's so much grasping. It's not going to work, because just when we get the algorithm right, it's gonna change. Why do I need a new iPhone?
Okay, that wasn't one sentence, but yeah, just when we get the algorithm
right. I tried to not have any punctuation. I tried to just one breath.
It's okay, yeah, a lot of commas. When we try to get the algorithm right, it's gonna change. Okay, that is the motto.
No, can I tell you something? When the plague started, I was in therapy because I went to film school and I was like, but I'll never be a filmmaker because it's too many steps and I don't want to pre-visualize. Instagram Live didn't exist until the middle of the plague. Oh. Now I'm like, oh, I'll never think. I now I'm like,
oh, Instagram Live existed before that.
Barely. And it didn't save automatically. No, it existed, but it didn't save.
Okay.
You couldn't save it. They would block you like it was Snapchat.
The algorithm changed and it worked for you.
Well, but for everybody, the technology changes whether we like it or not all the time.
Wow, this is great. I might have to put this at the top of the show because it makes more sense.
Because you know what? Sometimes the end goes at the beginning and we wouldn't have known that unless we got to the end.
And for as whiny and annoying and overprivileged and self-absorbed that I think Harry and Meghan are, I still think it's the royal family's fault that all of this is going on.
100% in the same way that is Jamie and Lynn Spears' fault, not Jamie Lynn Spears. That's the astrology. That's the Aquarius moon that's coming up. The Aquarius moon that's coming up, you know, probably today, LOL, when's it coming out? But whatever it is for you, right? You know, sometime between the 22nd and the 25th, you are going to see the moon if you look up, and it will be full in the sign of Aquarius. And it's at like 1 degrees, which means the sun just moved into Leo, which is the first degree of childhood and expression. And Aquarius is Saturn, the rules. Or Saturn is now back from Pisces, and Jupiter's now back in Saturn. And this moon is one of two Aquarius full moons in the next 30 days. So we're gonna have another shot at this. So what we're seeing is that relationship right now, we're meant to look at it and go, okay, then we have a whole month to make an adjustment. Because now Venus in Virgo is gonna be like, all right, I know what the notes are now. I didn't see it before. Now we're seeing it. And look at this. We're talking about Jamie and Harry. We're judging them about the money. And they both are terrified of not having the money. Mm-hmm. That's what's driving everything for them. They're like, I deserve money.
Oh my God, that's true. And they're like, why does my older sibling get the money when I don't? And it's like, well, because you're not them. Like they get, like Brittany is talented.
No, Brittany's kind to say pretty little ass. Jamie needs to know her fucking role. And no, that's why I had to correct you, Molly. I had to correct you. They don't look exactly like. Britney's a can't fucking miss, and Jamie is a kiosk worker at the mall. No shame. She's the best singer when I get drunk later and do it. But they are not on the same level. Please. That's why Britney gets her own name.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
But you know what? What did Britney mean?
Oh, I forget.
It was like woman of the UK.
I know. That's weird because it's based on Britney. It's based on the real Britney.
That's the real meta thing here too. The reason our podcast is even more important than we knew at the time. We just thought we were both funny and talented and look, you know, kind of opposites, Betty and Veronica. You know, we could really do this, right? White people, but different kinds of women, right? So actually what we're seeing is that we need to do this together, because as we're tracking the astrology of what's going on in celebrity culture, one doesn't exist without the other.
I know. And she is like American royalty. And
Yup. That's really funny.
Did you hear that? That was another one, but it was small.
So funny.
Oh, it's so fun electrocuting these bugs. You have no idea. Oh my God. I love it. You know, I've never punched someone in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I've never.
What are we counting as a punch?
I've never been in a physical fight in my life.
Oh, Molly, and you're getting that drunk? What a pure soul.
I know.
Your parents did something right.
Okay. Also, I've been thinking a lot about how I never stood a chance to not be a fucking neurotic psycho because my dad's a Virgo and my mom's an Aries. I have babies for parents. I have little babies.
Warlike babies.
Yes.
Psycho. Angelicas. You're just trying to be Tommy down there and fucking, you got Phil and Lil down there and they're treating it like, you know, they don't even know that they're the stars.
Casey's Tommy because she doesn't give a fuck. And she she leads by not giving a fuck. And I'm Chucky because I'm like, what are we going to do? Ah! Shouldn't someone clean the kitchen? There's an ant infestation. What's going on?
Ah! And I'm the Gemini. That's both Phil and Lil.
Yeah.
Okay, my client's calling. I'll text you after. If you're still up, I'll fucking rattle at you. But I got to my client. I got to go. Bye. I love you.
Okay. Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.